Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, Eric, says Laura. I listen to the traffic every single morning, and it often confuses me.
Uh-oh.
Like, for example, I know who Eisenhower was. I remember it from history class in high school. I also have a pretty good idea who Stevenson is. My question is, I'm wondering, who is Dan Ryan, and who is somebody Edens?
Oh.
Been wondering this for years during my commute every single morning. Thanks, just wondering. Laura. You know, watch what happens. I go to Melissa.
Yeah.
And I ask who's Dan Ryan. And I ask who's Edens. I'm gonna sense some struggle.
Oof.
Whip.
Oh,
if I asked him, would be ready with the answer immediately.
Probably. I'm not even listening for fear that I might blurt out the answer.
See,
so I'm just I'm listening to a podcast.
I know. I know. Because this is right in his wheelhouse.
Oh man.
For lack of a better phrase, because he loves this kind of stuff.
Right. I remember, I'm not sure about the Edens, but I do remember
Is there a first name for Edens? Is there like Jimmy Edens?
I'd have to look
Stan
it up.
Edens?
I've only known it as the Edens.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I'd like to know the Edens' first name.
Right, totally. We'll have to figure that one out. I mean, I remember once talking with some other traffic reporters mm-hmm. about the Dan Ryan a long time ago, that he was a politician of some mm-hmm. sorts, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. and it was maybe back in the 50s or 60s or something. But
how about you, Violetta?
That's
do you
all
know?
I know.
I think so.
You think you know?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Isn't it Governor Dan Ryan?
Okay.
Ex-governor?
Look at Webb shaking his head
no?
vigorously.
No, no, this podcast I'm listening to is really funny right now.
All right.
Yeah, Whip is actually going left to right on shifting his weight. He's so nervous. He wants to be a part of this desperately.
Yeah.
Does anybody else know? We're not going to let Whip answer till you folks have the opportunity. 312-233-1019. Let's focus primarily on Dan Ryan. Who's that? And does Edens have a first name, and is it Stan? If it's not, let's just start calling it all day long the Stan Edens.
The Stan Edens.
All right. It's about time we go first name on the Edens.
First name.
Hi, Dee. Can you help with that?
Yeah, Dan Ryan was a supporter of the expressway construction, and the Edens was named after William Edens, who was a banker and advocate of paved roads. The Edens was the first made in Chicago.
Aha!
Look at this.
The first named in Chicago was the Edens. I wonder why we don't call it the Bill Edens.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Dr. Google didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like a social studies teacher. I was about to give you credit.
Just reading it right off her phone. Hi, Noreen. You agree with everything you just heard?
Yes, I do.
All right. Yes, did you also Google it or did you know it?
No, I didn't know it. Yeah. I had to look it up. Yeah. I know the numbers, but I didn't know why they were named after them.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any idea why we don't ever call it the William Edens or why you insist on calling it the Dan Ryan? You don't call it the Dwight D. Eisenhower.
No,
that's too
not
long.
At all.
Too many syllables.
Yeah.
I think Dan Ryan benefits from it being very few syllables in his last and first name combined.
So who was Billy Edens? Who was he? Second baseman for the White Sox?
That's true. Also true. Not to be confused with Bill Sharp.
Gotcha. Billy Edens. So he was a proponent of paved roadways?
Yeah,
that's
Baker.
Right. He was one of the first ones to facilitate that here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so he just showed up and he said, you know what we should do here? Concrete. Concrete. There's enough of this dirt stuff.
Yes. I think that used to be a thing. You used to have to actually point that out. You know, concrete might help.
Wow.
Really?
Well, thank you to him.
Well, who knew?
Totally.
Top three things currently killing you. 312-233-1019. Americans are having more aches and experiencing more pain before the pandemic. What's giving you pain? Back pain, neck pain, Melissa pain. That's the pain I have.
Get out of here.
That's the pain I have. Yolanda, what hurts right now?
Right now, my knees are killing me.
Your knees are killing you. It's got to be the pandemic. Woody, what hurts right now?
Oh, my kidneys, Eric.
How do you even tell that it's your kidney that hurts?
Yeah.
I feel something in there. I'm like, it's a kidney or a liver or a pancreas. I don't know what it is.
It's in the back, but I don't know if it's the COVID or the vodka.
Yeah. I heard the vodka can kill the COVID, but that doesn't seem to be working either. Top three by your votes, 312-233-1019. at number three. Mike, what's killing you?
Oh, I got an ingrown toenail that's killing me.
Oh, gosh.
Gross.
You're a perfect candidate for Dr. Sklar. You know what he'll do? Just take that toe right off.
Whatever works.
That's
hey,
what you say. Doc,
no argument.
Don't even fix it. Just take it right off.
Right.
Number two, Heidi, what's killing you?
Ah, the stress fracture in my foot that I got from taking up running.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What would cause you to do something silly like that?
I don't know.
Right.
Try to get away from the kids.
Right. You only run if you're in a hurry to get somewhere, and there's nowhere to get right now. And finally, in at number one, what's killing you right now, Lisa?
Oh, my. Three toes on each foot.
Wow. Wait a minute. Three on each foot?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of odd.
The last three?
Is it your shoes?
Extremely odd. It's the last three toes on each foot. It's because I was off work for 3 months and went back, and that's it.
First time you'd put on shoes in 3 months. Lo and behold, your feet are like, what are these strange things you're wrapping around me?
Now I'm wearing Crocs.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Which is, I'm not going to lie to you, a solid look.
They don't care.
Solid.
Crazy.
Back to the concept of concerts. 4,000 volunteers are needed to study how COVID-19 spreads at concerts.
Volunteers?
That
would Well, they obviously want to have a whole bunch at a concert to track it and see how much it would spread.
Yeah.
I would not want to do that.
Really?
No.
Violetta, would you do it?
I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because.
Whip. Yes. Go ahead.
No, just because, I mean, at this point, sometimes I feel like it would be easier to have had it.
A lot of people have that mentality. Hence the reason you're seeing some of the behavior you're seeing. Whip, would you do it?
No, I'm good.
You wouldn't even get near the town they're doing it, would you?
Probably not. No, I'm fine.
I just don't want to do it in the summer. I don't want to be sick in the summer. It goes by too fast. It's like
so
if I
you
get
would
it,
go,
I'd
listen,
rather...
I'm willing to do it, but only if we do it in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Contact tracers in Germany are asking 4,000 music fans to attend an upcoming concert for the sake of science. The concert goers will be there to watch Europop singer Tim Bensko.
Yeah, I should have asked who the band was. If he's telling me it's Tim Bensko, I'm in.
Can you find me some Tim Bensko? He's a Europop singer, Whip.
Oh, good, okay.
But their presence in the crowded indoor arena will serve the fight against coronavirus. Study participants are aged between 18 and 50 will be required to carry pocket-sized contact tracer devices that will track their every move during the show.
Cool.
And the masks will be fashioned with an exhalation valve.
Yeah.
Right. An exhalation valve will also be provided and required to enter. So they're going to track how people move around, how it spread, how easily it spreads, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Kind of, that should be interesting to see the outcome of that.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, if I had to sit through 2 hours of that, I might wish I had COVID.
Oh, my God.
Anybody listening who still working from home, because I want to see if this new survey from Instaprint is true. Well, let's talk to a few of you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Still working from home?
I am.
Since the very beginning, have you been doing this?
They sent us home March 24th.
Pretty close.
And we just had a town hall, and they've extended it to October 1st.
Okay.
And then they'll revisit.
Are you enjoying the experience?
I am.
You are?
Oh, okay.
Would you be fine if it continued?
I would.
Really? Okay, so have you begun work yet today?
Yes.
You have. I would like to ask you something, and can I get a completely honest answer from you, Carrie?
Absolutely.
This was called from Instaprint the top 10 things people are doing when they actually should be working from home.
Okay.
So you tell people you're working from home, but you're doing these things.
She's laughing already.
Yeah, right. That laugh sounds
so
real.
First of all, my question is, Carrie, what are you really doing right now?
I'm doing a vendor chargeback.
A what?
Okay, that sounds like work. So you actually are doing work?
Yes.
Okay. Once you're done with the vendor chart pack,
oh yeah, okay.
What will you do then?
I will probably run a report that I'm supposed to run and send out.
Okay. Once you're done with that, what will you do then? What time does your show come on?
I actually listen to you guys until you're done, and then I put an audiobook on and listen to it while I work.
All right, so you claim you're working the whole time. You're not deviating from that. You're giving it 100% focus and effort.
Oh, no. I go on Amazon about once a day.
There it is.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. All right, now we're getting somewhere. Thank you. I'll share some more with this in just a second. Hi, Francine.
Hi.
You see it coming, don't you?
Francine.
You see it coming. Francine, working from home?
Yeah.
How long have you been working from home?
Since March 16th.
Okay, a lot of the same stuff. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in marketing.
Marketing. All right, have you begun your work day yet?
No.
No. All right. What time will your work day begin?
After I come back from my run and grocery shopping and breakfast.
Okay.
Okay, run, grocery shop, and breakfast. That's a good 90 minutes right there.
Yeah.
At least.
So funny.
At least. Okay, I'm going to run through these 10 things, and I want you to tell me if you're going to do any of these today, okay?
Okay.
While you should be working. According to Instaprint, people owned up that they do these things while working from home. At number 10, exercise videos. You said you're going for a run, so that counts. Number 9, cooking or baking.
Yes.
All right. Number 8, running errands or shopping.
Yes.
Number 7, catching up with friends or family.
Yes.
Number 6, going for a walk.
Yes.
Number 5, doing online stuff.
Yes.
Number 4, walking the dog.
No.
Number 3, household chores.
Yes.
Number 2, take a nap.
No.
And finally, number 1, maybe watch some Netflix.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
The pandemic work ethic.
Wow.
Hard at work. Appreciate the honesty, Francine. 312-233-1019. When it's time to show someone you're smarter than they are, or at least you'd like to create the illusion that you are, you have your one go-to word that causes people to go, oh, God, that's a smart person. You know, like this.
Our positivity rate in the state of Illinois is going up. Ergo, no lakefront, no playgrounds.
Ergo. You throw an ergo out, everybody else goes, whatever she says is fine. She knows what she's talking about. I don't even know what it means. Your go-to smart person word, Barb?
Plethora.
Plethora.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Plethora, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when you roll out a plethora of things, people immediately go, whatever she says. Mm-hmm. Sergio, your go-to smart guy word. Hi, Sergio.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Entanglement.
Entanglement.
Oh, yeah. I like that word.
Anytime you can work in an entanglement, do you do it often?
No.
No.
But
no,
you
the
like
opportunity
it?
Does not present itself very often. Oh, this is a great one. This is a great one. Smart girl word, Laurel.
Acquiesce.
Acquiesce.
Oh, that's a good one.
Eventually you acquiesce.
And what does that mean again?
I don't know that
and
one.
You, go ahead and tell them, Laurel.
It means if you... You've kind of given in to something.
Yep. You give in.
Oh, yeah, you surrendered.
Yeah, kind of surrender.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Acquiesced that. I acquiesced it. No, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I acquiesced it.
You need some practice, I think.
No, don't, you know what? Don't use it.
Yeah.
Just stick with what you've got. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, how's it going?
Smart guy word.
Ostensibly.
Ostensibly.
Oh. Is that extensively but fancy?
No.
No. Tell her
ostensibly,
Joe.
Means like presumably.
Yeah. There
okay.
You know. Just acquiesce to all these. It's got a little flash to it, Tiffany. A little flash. It makes you sound smart.
Grandiose.
Grandiose.
I know that one.
Yeah. Violetta feels good. Okay, I got one.
Yeah.
Jen, your smart girl word.
Extrapolated.
Extrapolated.
Oh, man. That's a pretty good one.
A lot of math going on there.
Yeah.
Extrapolate, seems like. And finally... When it comes time to sound like a smart guy, John, what do you do?
I throw out a syllogism.
A syllogism.
Oh. Wait, what's that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So the clip you played
from the
woman with the board of education,
yeah.
she was doing a syllogism.
Okay.
You bring in two pre-assumed conditions, and then it's the result of those two conditions.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to use that
That's
one.
That's fine. Remember that from English class. Violetta,
I seriously, you know what just happened, John? You got about halfway through that description. I saw Violetta click on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Just to start looking at pictures.
Maybe she was Googling it. Who knows?
Yeah.
You got to Google that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, you got halfway through the description of syllogism, and Violetta's like, I wonder what my friends are having for lunch. A new study says, doing it how often halves the risk of early death? 312-233-1019. How often, Rebecca?
5 times a week.
5 times a week. That's active. That is too many. That'll kill you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You'll have a heart attack if you're doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you, crazy? Gina, how many times?
3 times a week.
3 times a week? No. Still too much.
Oh.
You want to stay alive? You want to have the risk of dying? How often do you need to do it, John?
Once a week.
There you go. Once a week gets it done. You're safe. You're good to go.
So anything more than that is bad?
No, it's not necessarily bad, but this is the threshold where you go, all right, I'm in tip-top shape.
Oh. You have to do it at least once a week.
Once a week. That's what they say, yes. Yeah, researchers found regular times doing it are linked to lower odds of dying from cancer, heart disease, and other illnesses. Scientists quizzed more than 15,000 adults with an average age in their mid-30s on their sex lives and then tracked them for up to 11 years. Those who did it weekly were 49% less likely to peg out than those who did it more or once a year or less. Once a year.
Once a year or less?
Yeah.
Peg out?
Peg out.
Peg out.
Yeah, die.
Oh,
yeah,
I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
Oh, once a year.
Yeah,
well,
that will kill you.
Yeah.
Once a week, you're 49% less likely than those who did it once a year or less. I don't know that we needed a study to figure that part of it out, though, right?
No, probably not.
The more someone does it, the lower their risk of dying, according to Washington University researchers. But the threshold where things start to get better is about once a week.
Sometimes you got to keep track. Like, you know, you're like, hey, it hasn't happened this week. Got to make it happen on Sunday.
Yep.
Feel like that's a peek behind the curtain of your personal life that we didn't need. The Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Tanavi, we just spoke to you. Said if you're in a relationship, give us a call. If you're in a relationship that has that runs hot volatility to it, you'd be even better to be a part of this at 312-233-1019. Caller 10, first of all, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. You called as part of the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll.
I did.
You in a relationship?
Yes.
How long have you been in it?
Today is our 4-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Oh, congrats.
Wow. Good timing. Yeah. Good timing. How old are you?
27.
27, 4-year wedding anniversary. The question before you, do you run a little bit hot in this relationship, a little volatility, a little spicy?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. A new study says makeup sex isn't actually as satisfying as you might think.
Oh.
So the question to you is makeup sex satisfying or not really that satisfying? Yes or no?
My answer was yes.
Yes, it is that satisfying.
It is? You like
what?
It?
Wow.
Wow, I'm shocked.
You're shocked. Why are you shocked?
Because I feel just the opposite.
Really?
Like, give me a hug, but don't touch me anywhere I don't want to be touched,
wow.
You know? I need time.
Do you feel the same way, Sarah?
I would say it's like, hey, I hated you for the last 2 hours, but just so you know, I still love you.
Right, so touch away. What do we have for Sarah?
A $100 gift certificate to Shaw's Crab House, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Shaw's is 2 restaurants in one, a jazzy, sophisticated seafood restaurant, and a carefree, lively oyster bar, now open for dining at a limited capacity.
All right.
Yeah. Is that still the case?
Did you have a minor stroke during that? What happened?
I kind of felt like
all
it.
Right. Although respondents to this study reported multiple days when they fought and then did it, they said sex equally likely to occur on conflict and non-conflict days. The results showed that couples were 1.68 times more likely to do it if there had been no conflict the previous day. So that basically says they're more likely to do it if there's not the fight going on versus the, okay, let's do it as a makeup thing.
Yeah.
They tend to avoid that.
Yeah. I thought that was more in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you do it just to prove you're not mad at each other anymore. Like, because you don't believe the I'm sorry or it's okay if you just got out of
the
fight.
You gotta have the prover.
Yeah, right, so it's exactly. Like, well, if you're not gonna do it, you're not really over it.
On the days when a spouse reported having both conflict and doing it, they reported the sex as less satisfying.
Yeah.
So that's the satisfying is the key word there. Makeup sex isn't as satisfying as you might think. So we talked to 10 people completely anonymously in a relationship. Some of them spicy hot. We asked him, is makeup sex satisfying? Yes or no? Anybody want to guess the response?
Yes.
Melissa?
I'll say 9 said no.
9 said no.
Wow, I was going to go with 9 said yes.
9 said yes. Violetta?
70% said yes.
100% said yes.
Whoa!
It is satisfying.
What in the world is happening?
You don't know this. You don't know what you're talking about, Melissa.
Oh.
You're apparently missing out. Three-Story Thursday, all about what today, Melissa?
It's all about bears.
That is exactly right. Bears, bears, and nothing but bears.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I actually have four bear stories on Three-Story Thursday, which I know is breaking the rules.
You're
but
cheating.
They're all very short.
Okay.
Very, very short. And you feel free to throw one out you don't want. I'm fine with that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here are your All About Bears Three-Story Thursday headlines. Headline number one. Bear approaches woman in Mexican ecological park. Woman takes selfie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's your first headline. Second one. 82-year-old woman from Japan fights off bear.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Two old lady stories. Headline number three. Bears like to take bubble baths. That's number three. And number four. Dog looks strangely like panda bear. There you go.
Oh.
I know it's about a dog, but it's panda.
Yeah. Looks like, yeah.
Would you like to go all four? Or would you like to throw one out? Anybody.
They all sound great. Yeah. I mean, especially the bubble bath one. That sounds huge. Right.
And the selfie. We have to do the selfie.
Yeah. Selfie. Okay. Any others, Melissa?
No, I think they all sound good. I want to see what the dog looks like. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the panda. Get that one ready to go
for
you.
I have the panda.
Yeah. You love the panda, don't you?
Everybody
all
does.
All right. We'll start the... I'm all so confused now. What are we ending with?
Panda.
Panda.
Panda. You sure?
Okay,
unless you want bubble bath.
Why don't you pick?
Now I'm so confused. Let's start with the two old women.
Bear
approaches woman in Mexican ecological park. Woman takes selfie. A visitor to a park in Mexico captured a video of a black bear approaching a young woman and sniffing her hair as she snapped a selfie with the wild animal.
Is
the video shows the bear approaching a trio of women paying special attention to one of them coming at you. The bear stands on its hind legs, I bet it does, and appears to sniff the woman's hair like a creep as she snaps a selfie with the animal.
Yeah.
The park said in a statement on its website, "This was abnormal behavior by the bear being caused by human beings. Run for the love of God, run."
That video is going all around the internet.
You seen it?
Yes,
it's crazy.
Weird.
82-year-old woman fights off bear. An 82-year-old woman from Japan recently fought off a 6-foot bear, Rumiko Sasaki, which sounds delicious.
Sasaki.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her husband were gardening when a bear snuck up on them. They're very sneaky that way. She says, "When I stood up, there was a bear standing there," which I believe is the new Taylor Swift song.
There's a bear standing there.
"And it came right at me, aiming right at my face with its claws. So I went, ah! And tossed him off me and sent him flying.
Wow.
I think I hit him a few times, too. That sent him running." 82-year-old woman.
Man, that's so impressive. 82-year-old
woman.
I swear, the older you get, you're like fearless.
Is that what it is, you think?
I mean, you just don't want to put up with any crap, you know? You don't mess with them.
I guess so. Dog looks like a panda bear. The Daily Mail says a chow from China.
Yeah.
Picture went viral after its owner painted her to look like a panda. Ying Yan says her dog is named Pretty Girl. She used natural coloring made from plants to dye her fur so she'd look like a bear.
Mm.
Or more so, like a panda. People ask to take selfies with Pretty Girl when she goes for a walk. Dog looks like panda bear. What is the panda whip?
103.6.
That's absolutely right. I can never remember that.
So soulful.
It is very soulful. And finally, bears like to take bubble baths.
Oh.
KDVR, Denver. Says the Denver Zoo is keeping bears cool by allowing them to take bubble baths.
What?
Yep.
That's so cute.
The city is experiencing record high temperatures. The zoo placed water and bubbles in a tank before luring the bears into them. Reports say the bears are loving every second of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, come on, you guys. That doesn't surprise you, right? Because you're always seeing them jump in people's pools and...
True.
They gotta love it.
Like a dip.
Yeah. Well, KDVR is reporting it. They're on bear watch. Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. You think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.